September 1906, near the village of Serra San Bruno, Calabria, Italy. Gianluca Lombardo would always remember the day the soldiers rode their horses into the olive grove looking for his father. He was 5 years old and helping to fill the vented metal buckets, collecting the olives off the muslin cloth puddled at the base of the trees as his father Matteo shook the branches and they played the counting game.
"I have 93 olives, Luca," Matteo said. "Take away 37. Now how many do I have?"
"Easy, Papa. 56.
"All right. If you have 56, how many more to make 923?
Unlike his swarthy Calabrian relatives, Luca was fair like Matteo, with hazel eyes and a mop of light brown hair. He dropped more olives in the bucket, keeping track of the number even as another part of his brain answered his father's question.
867.
The game was a secret language that Luca and his father Matteo shared. They counted olives and stones and bricks in the church wall and the number of people in the village square. Luca's mother, Viola, listened and smiled, but it wasn't her game. She was happiest in the evenings, when the little family of three was alone in their snug stone house and her handsome husband Matteo read aloud. His small collection of well-thumbed books took them to new places, Viola always said. The three of them, soaring from their nest like birds in the sky, all because Matteo could read. Luca could read too. His father constantly taught him new words. His grandfather's olive grove greedily absorbed the sun as Luca's extended family gathered the harvest. Theirs was a happy family, and the work was accompanied by shouts and laughter and scolding as Luca's younger cousins paid no attention to their mother. The grove was ringed by three houses. The paths between them were well-worn. The largest house belonged to Faustino and Domenica Russo, Luca's grandparents. Viola was their eldest daughter, the rebellious one who married a stranger. Matteo Lombardo wasn't from Serra San Bruno. He wasn't even from Calabria, where the people were known for la testa d'ora, that is to say, being exceptionally hard-headed. Matteo Lombardo was from the Lombardy region in the far north of Italy. No one quite knew how this educated man came to be so far from home and Serra San Bruno, but he was a good worker, and when he married Viola, her father built the second house. The third house belonged to Viola's brother, Arturo Russo, his always pregnant wife, and their brood of children. The counting game paused as Matteo went to help his brother-in-law. By far the tallest person there, Matteo was always the one who gently shook the branches or prodded the treetops with a stick to release the olives. Luca worked alongside his cousin Enzo, who was 5 years older. Enzo didn't play the counting game, but he was strong and sturdy and Luca's best friend. Matteo taught Enzo to read, too. The ground shook with a sound of rolling thunder as horses approached. Soldiers galloped through the olive grove, ripping leaves and twigs off the centuries-old trees and shouting as they descended upon the stunned family. Luca was awestruck at the ornate uniforms and tall-brimmed caps. Enzo yanked him out of the way as one of the soldiers hurtled past. An officer, with a sword in his hand and a red patch with gold stars on his uniform. Foam flew from his horse's mouth. A wave of animal heat washed over the two boys as the beast kicked over the bucket of olives. 216 olives spilled onto the ground and were mashed by the enormous hooves. His grandmother and aunt screamed as the soldiers circled the grove, sending up choking clouds of dust. A 15-foot phalanx of soldiers followed the horses, long rifles pointed menacingly.
"What do you want?" Luca's grandfather shouted. "We are peasants, we have nothing." "Primo Capitano Matteo Lombardo."
The officer reined in his horse in front of Luca's father. The beast juddered to a snorting stop, flanks heaving, bridle jangling.
"I am Matteo Lombardo,"
Luca's father said quietly, squinting up at the officer.
Primo Capitano Matteo Lombardo. You're wanted for desertion from the army of King Victor Emmanuel.
Luca's father said nothing, but his gaze went first to Luca, then to Viola.
Do you understand?
The officer barked. He had a luxurious mustache and a white scar that curved like a scimitar around the side of his chin.
The charge is desertion. You must come with us.
The foot soldiers clustered around Matteo and tied his hands behind his back.
No!
Viola launched herself at them, clawing to get to her husband. They threw her off.
Wait for me!
Matteo called over his shoulder to her as they marched him away.
Take care of Luca until I get back.
You have harbored the fugitive.
The officer shouted at the family as he wheeled his horse around, further trampling the harvest. The scar stood out brightly against the shadow of his beard.
A deserter. Your land is hereby forfeit to the decision of a military tribunal.
He spurred his horse and galloped away. No one moved until the sound of boots and hooves faded away. Then, Viola gave a wrenching sob and fell to the ground, weeping uncontrollably. Luca twisted out of Enzo's grasp and ran to his mother. Distant shots tore through the air and hovered in the still blue sky. Viola leapt to her feet.
No!
She took off running, Luca at her heels. But she was faster in her rope-soled shoes and husband's trousers and quickly outdistanced her son. Her long dark hair escaped from its kerchief and streamed down her back as she flew over the uneven ground toward the fading echo of gunfire. Matteo's lifeless body was tied to a scrubby pine in an unplowed field east of the olive grove. His hair glinted like brass in the bright sunshine. His chin sagged against his bloody chest. A firing squad of 5 men was on the ground a little distance away, collars loosened, still cleaning their rifles as the other soldiers watched. The officers had dismounted and were feasting on bread and salami, washed down with bottles of red wine. Viola threw herself against her husband's body.
Matteo, no, no!
The punishment for desertion is execution.
The officer with the scar swung onto his horse and cantered toward Viola as she sobbed.
He was a deserter, and he was punished.
You bastard!
Viola raged, tears streaming down her face. She spat on the ground in front of him.
You are a coward to kill a good man. I curse you for a coward, a coward!
The officer raised his revolver and shot Viola with no more emotion than if he was lifting a fork to his mouth. She fell dead at Matteo's feet. Luca stopped at the edge of the olive grove, and his brain took refuge in the counting game. The officer's gun was identical to the revolver that his father kept under the bed, which held 6 bullets. 4 officers meant 24 bullets, plus each of the 15 soldiers must have 6 bullets too. Subtract 5 for his father and 1 for his mother, and the group had 108 bullets left. The officers rounded up their troops. The soldiers disappeared over the hill, leaving the 2 bodies where they lay. No one noticed the little boy standing in the shelter of the olive grove.